Watch, migrants massing on Poland border, lured by false promise of free passage to Germany. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 15, 2021. Clashes between predominantly Iraqi and Afghan migrants bus to the European Union's frontier by Belarus and Polish forces may be repeated as numbers swell at crossing points once again. Pictures and video released by the Polish government showing crowds massing on the Belarusian side of the Polish border reveal a new intensification of Europe's border crisis, caused, according to Warsaw, by false claims the border would be open to migrants seeking transport to Germany. The Polish government has been forthcoming in the border crisis in releasing snippets of intelligence it has gleaned on the migrants' activities, including messages instructing them how to act. One such message was said by Polish government spokesman Stanisław Zarin to be representative of rumors and fake news put about by Belarus that buses would come to the Polish border to take migrants directly to Germany. The claims that the migrants will be given free passage to Germany if they can reach Polish territory has been debunked not only by Poland, including indirect loudhailer addresses to groups massed on their border, but also by the German government. The German Foreign Office said rumors that Germany is planning to send buses are false. Whoever spreads these lies puts people in great danger in an English-language message shared on social media on Sunday. Nevertheless, aerial footage released by the Polish government has shown large numbers of migrants have massed at a border crossing point in Kuznica, in the Bydlaski Voivodeship. In some shots, Belarusian military vehicles can be seen at a distance. On the Polish side, ranks of police officers are supported by soldiers, with water cannon at their backs. The standoff resembles the last major clash on Monday last week, when hundreds of mostly young men were driven to the Polish border from within Belarus. In that case, the migrants came armed with axes, shovels, and wire cutters and attempted to force the border by felling trees onto protective fences or cutting and smashing them down. Polish officers defending the border have also been attacked by both the migrants driven there by the Belarusian state and Belarusian troops themselves, being pelted with stones and dazzled with strobe lights and blinding lasers. Poland and the European Union claim the attempts on their borders are an exercise in hybrid warfare by Belarus and Russia, with migrants exploited as a sub-military means of destabilizing Europe. Belarus has been subject to EU sanctions for months, particularly following the Belarusian hijacking of a European passenger flight to snatch a Lukashenko critical journalist on board. The decision to use mass migration consciously as a weapon against Europe follows the great damage done to European stability and solidarity in the aftermath of the 2015 Europe migrant crisis, created by German Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision to unilaterally declare the continent's borders open to migrants. This drove a wedge between Western European pro-mass migration states and Europe's Central European members, like Poland, who did not approve of the move and have drifted away from German leadership since. The perception of rising crime as well as repeated terror attacks authored by migrant crisis-era arrivals has also undermined public trust and eroded European resolve. Meanwhile, Turkey has received enormous sums of European cash in return for controlling some of the flow of migrants traveling to Europe through its borders, a situation that may have been observed with interest in Minsk and Moscow. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.